Track 3, Culture and Poetry. Monday Movie Matinee, Can You Ever Forgive Me? This movie will be shown at Stourbridge Town Hall on the 24th of June from 1:30 p.m. Tickets cost £4.50, which includes a cuppa. For more information, please call 01384 812 960. Ian Waite and Vincent Simone, The Ballroom Boys. Strictly Come Dancing favourites Ian Waite and Vincent Simone are joining forces in 2019 with their brand new production, The Ballroom Boys. This event will take place on the 27th of June at Dudley Town Hall from 7:30 p.m. onwards. Tickets for this event will start at around £26 through to £55, with a booking fee also required. For more information about this event, please call 01384 812 812. John Grayson Talk, Investigating the Craft of the 18th Century Enamel Trade. This spoken word event takes place on the 29th of June at Wolverhampton Art Gallery from 11 a.m. onwards. Tickets cost just £2 on the door. For further information, please call 01902 552 055. And now on to poetry. Herewith two of my poems. A Garden is a Lovesome Thing, God What, a prose poem, and Norton Roundabout. A garden is a lovesome thing, God What. The garden beckons. I pretend not to see. I've made a promise to myself that I'll write some poetry. The garden thinks I'll change my mind. I can feel it breathing down my neck. I can hear its whispers in the soughing of the breeze, the rustle of the leaves, crying, our need is great, so much neglect. Thigh-high nettles have settled, made homesteads of the far reaches of the lawn. Ground elder creeps insidiously, entwined in the roots of selected flowers, mocking me. I now see that last year's war was, for them, a mere scuffle. I thought by autumn I'd triumphed and beaten the pest, since hope springs eternal in the human breast. Self-setting triffid poppies lean, their purple blossoms drooping, weary of jousting with weeds and legitimate flowers. An arc-building deluge and following scorched earth policy by an unforgiving sun gave ascendancy to the ground-hugging forget-me-not, whose blue made the garden a Mediterranean sea, and fortuitously covered a multitude of sins, the sin of omission being high on the list. I always mean to cater to the garden's need for regular watering, prayer mat weeding, rambling plant surgery, a Wimbledon lawn. Now, so forlorn, it brings tears to my eyes. I must be strong. I cannot surrender. I must muster an army of tools and tackle and beat the encroachment of free-wheeling weeds to regain supremacy over chaos, to create order and calm, to ensure that I alone say what goes. Then who knows, maybe I will be able to sit, glass of wine in hand, poised pen at the ready, and write poems which boast of my garden's neatness, beauty and grace, while I'm still able to keep a straight face. And Norton Roundabout, Morning Story. Every morning without fail, I get the same old aggravation. I'm at Norton Roundabout with cars showing hesitation. I know who has right of way, but they don't seem aware. So every morning we play a game called Bluff and Chicken or Dare. I wait for those with right of way to get quickly off the line, only to find them cowering back time after time after time. So I think, what the hell, I'm not waiting here forever. So I decide I'll go on through and blow Tom, Dick and Trevor. This is just when they also go, like greyhounds in the slips. And you should hear the obscenities issuing from their lips. But if I decide I won't go, since I've taken a couple of calms, that's the time that they decide to study the Book of Psalms, or some such lengthy process, exactly what I do not know. All that I can see is that they're not about to go. They look at me so accusingly, thinking, we're having to wait. Look at that stupid woman there. She's going to make us late. Do you know of another route to my workplace in the park, where I can safely go without rising with the lark? Or do I have to suffer this 5 mornings in a row?